So who has any questions? So as you were thinking about questions, did someone open their mic? No. Okay, so I just wanted to share something with regards to energizing the well-formed outcome. Something that I've been thinking about in working on the online MediCoach training is that we've got the well-formed outcome, and as we go through the questions, we say that we energize the well-formed outcome through asking four different additional questions. So we've got the testing questions, the checking questions, we've got exploration questions and clarity checks of words. So we've got those. For me, one of the questions that really belongs in that list is meta questions, because and the reason why I think that is, what is it that we do with energizing the well-formed outcome? What we want is we want to get the leverage point for change. So we want to get to the what behind the what that allows your client to make the change that they're after in a far easier way and in a way that it's sustainable. So in that first block of questions, the what, the where, when, and with whom, and what is that going to look like, feel like, sound like, that's, you know, we do that for the present state and the desired state. In that process, we also want to get to, okay, what beliefs hold that in place? So we want to ask meta questions to figure out, okay, if this is your present state, what beliefs hold that in place? If this is your desired state, do you know what beliefs are going to hold that in place? So meta questions, you ask those right from the beginning. So we've got those five questions, and we keep looping back. So is, you know, through our testing questions, is that what you want to get out of this conversation? And then you go back to the what question. So we have that, but there's something else that for me is critical when we talk about energizing the well-formed outcome, and that is doing your analysis. So before you get to what do you need to do to get the outcome, to get to where you want to be, you want to help your client step back from, okay, so we've got the present state and desired state, and that's where your acknowledgments really come into play. You feed that back. So this is the trigger. This is the situation that you're in. And in this situation with this trigger, this is how you now respond internally and externally. And this is how you would like to respond instead, or this is what you would like to be doing instead. And so now we have a gap. Then, in order to really identify what is it that we need to be working on, we want our client to be informed. So we want to create the state of awareness by feeding it back, and then by looking at, okay, what's going on here? What are any cognitive distortions, if there are any? Is your client stuck in a meta program on either side that is limiting them? What is a belief that is operating here? And so what you could do in order to do that with your client, that process of analysis, is to just have that list of cognitive distortions, maybe have the 10 main thinking styles, and I would suggest, you know, translate it into language that your client is going to understand. So call it thinking styles, for example, having those thinking styles in a list, and then just presenting that to your client and going over. So if we look at your present state and desired state, where in that system, where in that structure Do we need to do something different? Do you know how to install new beliefs? Do you know how to get rid of these old beliefs? Is there a reference experience that you're that you keep using? Are you doing any blaming or any personalizing? So any of the cognitive distortions? Are you, you know, is there, are you doing too much global? And do we have to help you to get to details? So that analysis is going to give you a list of things to do. And then you can work on those things. Okay, what do we need to work on first? So in terms of energizing the well-formed outcome, we want to get the leverage point for change. So yes, we've got exploration questions and checking questions and testing and clarity questions. But beyond that, there is the analysis and the meta questions that really are critical as well if you really want to get to the leverage point. And for me, that's the foundation. If you have that down, if you've got the well-formed outcome and you obviously have the, you know, the supporting and listening part down of the coaching conversation, but then you focus on the well-formed outcome and energizing that well-formed outcome through those questions and the analysis, then you're going to really up your coaching in a significant way. And then beyond that, of course, you've got the how do we then make sure that the transformation is lasting, and that's where we focus on the axis of change. So then we want to activate certain different states, such as motivation and decision and things like that in the meantime. So that's just something that I wanted to share an insight as I'm working on the online MetaCoach training. I am going to put the videos online about that pretty soon. So I'll give you access to that as well. But are there any questions with regards to this? And you can just open your mic, unmute yourself, and start talking. The group is small enough for that. Or you can also put something in the chat box.
Hi there. Hi, Pascal. Nice to hear your voice again. This is Kristin.
Welcome to the call, Kristin.
Yes. It's more of a reflection because thank you for sharing this point of view also. So what I have found is so important for me to be able to use my skills is actually the framing in the beginning of a coaching program, because yeah. I find myself forgetting to do that really properly, and then I find it much more difficult to go back to using the skills in a strict meta-coach conversation. So that's a learning I have done lately, that I need to be more clever to actually take the time to set a lot of frames before we start.
Yes, that's so true. Yeah.
Mm.
Good insights.
Yeah. Keep learning.
Yes, absolutely. All the time. You know, that's what I really love about the MetaCoach training system or coaching in general. There's always something to learn because it's so new.
Yeah.
And we're constantly developing. So
yeah.
Nice.
So that's great.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kristin.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, so if there's no more questions, then let's go to the coaching. Who would like to do the coaching today? And you can just posted in the chat box. You should be able to get to access that through clicking on the little speech bubble. That'll get you to your chat box. Any takers for doing the coaching session? Okay, Kristen, great. So Kristen's going to do the coaching. Is there anyone who would like to be coached today? So we need a client. Do you have anything that if you could work on that today, that it's going to make a difference in the rest of your week? Okay, so Pascal said he can be a client. So Kristen and Pascal, if you could unmute yourselves.
Okay.
And Birgitta and Hasse and Raquel, would any of you like to do some benchmarking? Okay, so I don't see any takers. So I will do the benchmarking today.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like everyone to do is to, you know, to if you have like a specific skill that you want to practice, take that skill and benchmark that while Kristen coaches Pascal, because that's going to allow you to then when I do the benchmarking to compare and learn from that as well. Get you to listen if you want to listen for, okay, how is she energizing the well-formed outcome, is she and what kind of questions. Okay, so I see Birgitta, you can do meta questions and induction of state, so that's great. I'll let you do those, and then I'll do supporting listening and questioning. If you want to listen for present state and desired state, I always get into that as well. So that you can learn from that. So anything that you want to learn today and focus on that, just listen for that and I will comment on most of those things. Let me just comment to Florence that she needs to join through the phone as well. So she joined us. Okay, so let me just set the timer. Okay, are you ready, Kristen?
I'm ready.
You ready, Pascal?
Yes, I'm ready.
Perfect. 25 minutes are yours.
Okay, thank you, Femke. Hi, Pascal.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Nice. I'm good, and nice to be back on the call again.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and before we start, I was just at a few frames, because it's sometimes since I have been coaching in English, so I might stumble a little bit in the words, and also I will probably stop you to ask for clarification, because it's important for me to really understand what you're saying.
Okay.
And also, you know that the coaching conversation is a special kind of conversation, which is designed to come to the core of things. And hopefully you might get a result from this conversation. And because it's also a training session, I'm here to train as well. So what would be the best thing for you to bring out of this conversation today, Pascal?
What would be the best thing? I'd like to have a better idea of how to better write. I'm writing a book, and I'd like to be able to write more than I have been each
okay.
day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A better idea of how to write.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess that's a writing ritual where I've designated a certain amount of time per day, for example, in research or writing. What I've been doing is monitoring the amount of words I write per week, and I would like to. I'm not concerned as much about perfection in what I'm writing. I just want
okay.
to get all the ideas down first at first stage, and so I have an outline. I'm working through it. Okay.
Okay. So just tell me what is an idea for you in this, in terms of writing.
What is the idea?
What is an idea? One, how are you using the word idea?
How am I using the word idea? I guess I'm looking, I'm not sure how I just used it. I guess I'm looking for a motivation and a process for maintaining
okay.
a writing schedule, for maintaining a writing schedule.
Okay. So I'm looking for
motivation.
Okay. I'm just trying to feedback you, so I'm sure that I understand. You're looking for a better motivation so that you can hold. I didn't get the word you were using, but you were talking about a writing ritual.
Maintain a writing schedule or ritual, a process for maintaining the schedule. I have other projects that I'm doing that I choose those instead of the writing. And
okay.
I think I prefer if I were to have, just like, you know, you get ready to go to bed at night, I'd like to have a process for, okay, this is happening every day.
Yes. So how are you using the word process? Because you have mentioned ritual, schedule, process. Is the same thing, or how are you using those words?
I read one at a time.
Yes.
I have this book I've read called Daily Rituals.
Daily Rituals, okay.
How artists work. It's about 200 people who and how they do their daily ritual. I read through that. How do they structure their day process?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the sequence of activities that I would go, a process is a sequence of activities to achieve some sort of goal. Like
uh-huh.
the activities I go through, like I have, when I took Michael Hall's prolific writing course, and I
yeah.
wrote a diagram from that course, which is in his manual, about how to write, and I'm using that as part of the process. But I want more than that.
Okay, let me check if I understand, because you are saying you want to have a better idea of how to keep the writing ritual, and you talk about you want to have a motivation to keep the schedule and stick to the process.
Yes.
And it seems to me that you do have a lot of knowledge about both rituals and schedules and how to set up process. So.
Yes.
What then would you like to use this 35 minutes?
I'd like. I'm slowly doing this, but I'd like to be able to do it faster. I'd like to.
To get
a process in place where, or a ritual where I it's easy for me to write each day, knowing
okay.
like brushing my teeth or like eating breakfast. This it's. this is you before anything else, you do this.
Okay.
And I, that's it.
Okay.
And I'm slowly going to doing it myself, but I would like to be able to do it faster. You know, as I think about what to do, I have ideas about how to maintain it, but I want to be able to do it faster. So.
Okay. So let me just check again. So what we want is to be able to have a ritual or a schedule or a process or on how to do the things you want to do during the day.
So yes, to include writing in that.
Writing.
Because I did a little map of all my activities, all my projects. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And just so I can see how they're all interconnected. And writing was the most central one. Everything sort of pointed to that. Whatever I do, even coaching, is related to the writing part. So it's the actual focusing my attention on writing words on paper and having some sort of output. Like my goal initially a couple of months ago was 378 words a day.
278 words a day. So
378. Because I thought that if I did that, then I would have 85,000 words, which is about the size of a book. I have not been able to maintain that. And I keep track every day. And I would like to see that number. My goal is to see that number, close to that number each day.
Okay. I will try to see if I understand. You have set a goal because I also wanted to know what exactly do you mean by writing?
A certain number of words per day.
Certain number of words per day.
Or per week. It's okay if it's more or less, but I want a certain number of words per week, for example.
Okay, so what you want is to be able to write a certain amount of words per day or per week.
Yes.
So why is it important for you to write a certain amount of words per day?
So because I want to complete the first draft of this book within a year.
Uh-huh.
Something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And I retired about a year and a half ago, and I've been starting to do research, have an outline.
Okay.
I'd like to...
You want to complete this first draft within a year.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you now in terms of writing a certain amount of words every day?
I have about 6,000 words.
Uh-huh.
Actually, 6,251 words. So.
6,251 words.
Yes, so far.
So far.
I started at the end of September, so... And I mean, I wrote some articles in between, and those were about 6,000 words. So I'm doing other things, other writing, but I'd want to focus more on the book.
Is this about prioritizing what to do during the day?
Yeah, partly it's prioritizing, yes.
Okay.
It's prioritizing.
So what's stopping you now from writing a certain amount of words every day?
Well, for example, I think I'm... Let's see, what's stopping me from writing words per day? Like today, I'm working with my son on mind maps for exercise science. So,
uh-huh.
So I'm preparing for meetings today. Uh-huh. I'm preparing for a meeting tomorrow. So I'm preparing for other things I have. I probably have too many commitments.
Too many commitments.
I think so. I'm working on a paper with another person. And a workshop with another. So and possible workshop with another. So I've committed myself probably. I think I need to manage my commitments.
Okay, you think you need to manage your commitments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because. You said a little bit ago that you have this, that you want to complete this first draft within a year. And to do that, you need to write a certain amount of words per day or per week. Mm-hmm. And so far, since September, you have 6,000-something words.
And I guess a lot of it is I think about doing research on a part of it, which I do and I have done,
mm-hmm.
and that brings back. But I think the important thing for me now is to think about what's enough? In other words, what's enough research in particular sections? What's enough for at least the first draft? What, you know, this is enough for now.
So what do you believe about doing enough research?
Well, I think that, what do I believe about there being enough research? I've come to the conclusion that I probably have enough in each of these areas, and and then as I'm writing, as I go through something, I'll need to look up something here and there, and I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at the big picture place, in different areas I want to write about, I think I have enough. It's just the fleshing out some of the pieces that I go back and forth on. I've covered every discipline I can possibly think of covering. In my work, it's a part memoir, part essay. So I'm going back and reviewing things I've done in the past. And
Because you told me that you have you know a lot about how to structure your day. You know a lot about how to make processes and sort out and plan the activities. Mm-hmm. And you also said that when I asked you what was stopping you from actually writing the amount of words you want per day, you said that you started to do other things and you prioritize other things. And then you say that
as you said that, writing is an eternal commitment to me, but when I accomplish things, I choose an external reference sometimes to work with someone else who requires something. So the difference between my writing for myself and some of these other activities is that they all require other people to participate. So it's easy for me to work when there's someone else than it is to work by myself on my own particular project that's just me, unless I find a way of involving other people.
So it's easier for you to work on projects which involve other people than it is for working on your own project as long as it's only you.
As if there's a I may work by myself on writing something, but if there's a co-author, then we share stuff, we meet occasionally. But me, I'm not sharing anything with anyone. it's my own time frame, there's no external schedule. It's my own schedule. So I guess I want to be able to work just as well when it's my own schedule and my own internal motivation, other than when I'm working with someone else. And there's some externally imposed schedules, do this by a certain date.
Okay. The word schedule you're using now, you're talking about the internal schedule and external schedule. So tell me a little bit more about that is.
My internal schedule for the book is a year.
The schedule you mentioned is the year,
And then someone wants to write do a workshop with me. Well, the schedule is we need a draft. We need something by the 18th, an abstract. We need something by, or someone wants to write a paper with me, review what he has and then get back to him with my comments. So that's an external schedule because it's a joint schedule between me and someone else, which means external. And my own schedule just with me and no one else is what I mean by internal.
In other words,
external means that someone else and I both set the schedule. Internal means that I set it myself. The schedule is how fast or what's needed at a certain time.
Okay, and you also mentioned all the time now you talk about when other people are involved and you are making the schedule with other people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Or they like my son wants to meet tomorrow, so I work on something so I can prepare for that.
Okay. So let me just see if I understand, because you are talking about that you want to be able to have this internal motivation to actually work on your own project, which is this first draft, which you want to finish within a year, mm-hmm. and write a certain amount of words per day to reach that.
Yes.
And what is happening now is that you prioritize other things. When other people are involved, then you prioritize to work on those projects instead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm. I mean, I do writing, but it's not as much as I want to. It's actually more quantity than I have been producing for my own stuff. So it's I'd like to be able to focus more on it.
On your own writing. The writing for on do you then talk about the book you want to finish in a year?
I want to finish a draft in a year.
Hmm? A draft in a year. Because when you talk about writing, it's also other things that you write. Is that right?
Yes, I write. Yes, I have two papers I wrote and completed in the last couple months. I'm writing a paper with someone else. Yeah, there's other things I write.
Okay, so if let me see if we imagine that you are have planned to do the writing on your own project tomorrow, what happens when you want to start writing?
Well, I would need I would need to decide the time beforehand that I'd be writing. There's nothing urgent that I have to take care of immediately.
Nothing urgent.
What happens now? What happens now? What happens? What would I like to happen?
Huh? I didn't get that. What happens now is.
So if to answer your question,
yeah.
Do you mean to tell you what I do now or what I want to do?
I'm trying to get the picture, because you're telling me that you it's important for you to write a certain amount of words every day.
So what I do,
I'm trying to picture what is happening. How do you do the scheduling and the process? Because you say a schedule 1 year ahead, but you talk about writing a certain amount of words every day. So
how do I do it? I have a spreadsheet which tells me how many, I keep track of how many words I write each day. I have this program called Scrivener, which is a writing environment which I use to write, and it keeps track of notes and writing and research.
Yeah.
And I have some ideas and I fill out, I start writing. When I write, I sit down at it and I start writing.
So when you write, you just sit down and you're writing. Okay.
Yeah.
So
looking at research, just check out things, and then maybe making notes saying, look into this later. Down over the last few weeks. It's slowed down pretty, to a trickle here. I can go through my output for the last few weeks, and it's, I'd like to be able to increase that.
You would like to be able to increase the amount of words you're writing every day. So how do you do the planning for when and how much to write?
I have a program which keeps track of the things I need to do or are scheduled to do. Those are the main projects I have, and what's my schedule, and then I
okay, you have a program, so you write it in this program.
Well, I have a program that tells me what to do, a sort of a daily list of projects.
Okay.
My projects, and I schedule. Well, I've been scheduling when to write, but I haven't followed that schedule.
So you have been scheduling, but you haven't followed
the
schedule. So that's what I'm curious about. What happens when you have schedule and don't do that?
These last few days I've sort of given up. I had so many extra things to do and some things to fix.
Uh-huh.
I got immersed in another project, which is designing a kitchen for ourselves.
So you get distracted.
I got distracted by by things that jumped up in the priority, that were more important.
Jumped up? How is it just jumping up?
Of course, it involves my wife and looking at appliances and trying to, you know, we have a mock island in our kitchen now. We are mocking up a possible kitchen by actually making believe something's there, and I'm actually building it and then going around and seeing how it feels. And then, so it's a major project that I'm doing with my wife. And I decided that at one point I had to sit and advance it to more than it was, so that we can make better decisions as we go along. And so I started drawing architectural diagrams for the kitchen.
Kristen, I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So in terms of what Pascal is doing right now in the conversation, how does that relate to the outcome that he wants, that you think he wants to get?
I'm struggling a little bit to see that. So my next question now was actually to ask him. He started the conversation, said that he wanted a better idea of how to maintain a writing process. And now he has told me a lot about what he is doing instead. So I was trying to form a question back.
Is there a problem in front of you?
I think so.
Okay. So because what I notice is that what you're doing is you're getting sidetracked. You're following.
Yeah.
What he's doing.
So what would be a good way to go on from now?
Well, you grabbed hold of, okay, this is about prioritizing. It's about, and it sounds like that is related to that it's just me and not with other people.
Yeah.
So I don't know, why that is the case. Like, what happens if it's just him? What does he believe about it just being him?
Yeah.
That it doesn't make, it's not happening, or he doesn't follow through on that. That seems to me like that's at a higher level rather than the, sounds like he's great at doing rituals, creating rituals and creating processes, etc.
Yeah.
He's great at that. He knows how to do that. So that's not where you want to go. You want to go to, okay, prioritizing and the fact that it's just me. And stick with that. Take it to that higher level.
Okay.
And then what I'd like you to do as well is, rather than, because you keep opening it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So rather than opening it up, saying, so is this what we need to be talking about? So you ask the question, so it sounds like this is about prioritizing. Yes. Okay, so is that what we need to do in this conversation? Yes.
Okay,
out of this conversation.
Yeah.
If this is about just me, and then what is that what we need to be talking about today? So grab hold of it, then open it up to get more information.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thank you. I will do that. Thanks, Pascal.
Okay, we've got 5 more minutes.
Okay. Hi, Pascal. We are back together.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
And you listened in on what Femke said, so I'll just follow up on that and feedback to you that you told me that it's about prioritizing, and that when it comes to only you, something's happened, then you don't prioritize it. So what's your beliefs about just me and prioritizing? In terms of just me.
Well, I think it is the issue.
That's the issue.
I will include activities with others most of the time first.
Okay.
And or create some external reference in order to do something. And
okay.
So what do I believe about that? Well, I don't know what I believe. All I do know that I enjoy talking and working with people. I know there's a meta program. There's a there's a meta program in Chevette has a meta program in the book about cooperation. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer to work alone? Do you prefer to work with someone else? Do you prefer to work with someone else, but yet not exactly with them? You know, in presence of them. And I like to work with someone else, definitely, but not necessarily in their presence. But off, I can go. I work with someone else. Go off by myself. So
okay.
I don't know why. I mean, it's. I guess. What do I believe? I guess.
So, when it comes to prioritizing, when it's just you, is this what we should be talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So go on in other areas than just writing?
Yeah, I think so. So this is a more general thing in general. I'm looking at my project. I have a picture of my projects, and I only have the only project that is the writing project that I am doing by myself at the moment. Well, actually,
okay.
There's other ones, but that's the only one of interest at the moment.
So the only thing of interest at the moment that is only for just you is the writing project.
And I have, and I list my projects, and I list the priorities of each project. So it's the choosing of other things first, that happens a lot. Choosing of the projects that work with other people first.
So if this, you mentioned the meta program, so you say that, so let's imagine that this project would book were with other people.
Mm-hmm.
How would things be different then?
Well, then I'd be talking to them about the different chapters and discussing what might go in it and some of my thoughts. I mean, maybe I can make up somebody and have an empty chair and talk to myself about it. but that's what I would be doing. I would do something, then I'd have a conversation about, and I'd be able to learn from their input.
Okay, so. Do I understand you right that you would like to have someone to discuss with and external input on the project that is just you?
Yes.
So why don't you do that?
Well, I thought of doing that when I had more to people to review certain pieces of it. So why don't I do that? Okay, so I guess I could think of how to present some of this material to people and get their response.
Uh-huh.
That would be more of a feedback than actually working with them.
Okay. So what's the difference? Because when you use the word working with other people, tell me a little bit more. How?
What does that mean? That means we both have the same goal in mind, which is to complete something, and we might create a product or presentation or workshop about it.
Okay.
It means that we meet, occasionally to discuss it.
Okay.
So it's a sort of a collaboration. A collaboration. It's a collaboration on something.
Okay.
So I'm more likely to do things steadily if I have someone to collaborate with. Even though I may independently think of things outside that collaboration and bring it into it, it's still just having that person or that reference is helpful. And what I would like to be able to do is to do the same thing without having that collaboration.
Okay. Okay. So what is that? Yeah. So just to wrap it up, so what is last thing you said that you would like to do is to be able to work on the same way as with collaboration with other people without that collaboration.
Right.
Okay. Yes, we have to stop now. So thank you for letting me practice with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Pascal. We'll get back to you after the benchmarking for your feedback. Kristen.
Yes.
How did you feel it went?
I was struggling to keep track and to pick what to follow, actually, mm-hmm. because it was a lot of information and I was trying to explore some of these words, and I had I struggled a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But at the same time, I was struggling.
Hmm. So I think with regards to that struggling, before we go into the details, I think what made the difference, because you were getting closer and closer and closer to what this was about.
Yeah.
Just through your questions. And so I thought when you had said, oh, is this about prioritizing?
Yeah.
And then when he said, okay, and then it came to external reference, I thought, mm-hmm. wow, that's great, you know,
yeah.
you grabbed hold of it, and then you went back to process and ritual, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you had asked that testing question, and that's part of energizing the wellfrom.com funnel, is, you know, is this what we need to be talking about today?
Yeah.
So then if that's what we need to be talking about, tell me a little bit more about the prioritizing and the external reference. How does that work?
Yeah.
Ask meta questions around that. What do you believe about that, et cetera? So you get more information there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so now that you know this, feed that back. Then what is it that you want to get out of this conversation, knowing that this is how you operate, that that you simply enjoy working with other people? That's also where you can do more challenging. So,
yeah.
So is this really important to you, or do you because ultimately, what he is stuck in a specific meta program. Does he want to stay stuck in that meta program? Does he want to be? You know, does he want to be that dependent on others?
Yeah.
And play with that a little bit so that you can grab hold of what it is that he wants to do, get out of the conversation.
Yes. Yes.
Because other than that, I think you were really on the right track.
Ah, that's great.
So I would suggest listen back to the conversation and what you were doing.
Yeah.
But then in your mind, add in the testing question. Is this what we need to be working on?
Yeah. That's a great feedback. And I think part of this is this pattern I'm working on getting rid of, that I'm saving words and then I go back to them because I have saved them. So then, I think that's part of what happened here, that I was going to come back to the prioritizing and the external, but I, instead of just following that, I'm working on it.
In a way, that is about prioritizing. So the question in the back of your mind is, what is at a higher level? Because you're looking for the leverage point. So what is this really about? And then it doesn't mean that you can't go back to process and ritual later.
No.
You know, to like, so if we prioritize and have more, if you have more internal reference and you actually have joy on doing it by yourself when it's just you, will that allow you to follow the process that you set for yourself?
Okay.
So then you're both checking and testing that.
Yes. Exactly.
So think of it not as one-dimensional, as in time. Oh, now he said this, and I'm just going to follow that. But think of it, turn it into three-dimensional. It's something on top of that. What is higher? Because prioritizing and internal reference, external reference, is at a higher level than the process and the ritual. So grab hold of that.
Okay. Yes. Because I was also trying to find out what is going on here. I was trying to see if there is a strategy. I was looking for what is actually happening here. Have you planned to write and you don't write? Do you not plan? And what is stopping you? So I was also trying to see if I could find a strategy.
Yeah, so you would have gotten that if you had you stuck with prioritizing external reference. Because I don't know what external reference means. Do you?
No. Not for him.
So he says that it's a meta program, but do you know what specifically he means? And that's the tricky part.
Yeah.
You want to still know, even though you think you know, you're talking about the same thing. Well, I don't know how that works. How does it work for you? So.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go into more detail of the feedback. Is that okay?
Fine. Thank you. Great.
Okay. So in terms of supporting, what I noticed is that you were matching the energy and the voice volume and tempo at a level 3. I counted 2 frames that you said in the beginning about one was about you coaching English. I counted 6 acknowledgments throughout the conversation, so you kept feeding back, this is what I've heard so far. In terms of the acknowledgments, what I find that always helps is to kind of build the relationship. So how is process and ritual related to external reference and prioritizing? So keep feeding that back, because then you get to have a better picture as well. And keep okay, what is at a higher level? I did not notice anything that would take away from the skill. I think you could have done some more like challenging and confronting when he speaks about, well, I really want to do this. I want to have it done by the end of the year, but I'm not prioritizing it because I want to work with other people. So what do you want to be dependent on others? You know, that kind of confrontation will allow him to step outside of his matrix.
Yes.
And then you're going to have, and this is the thing as well, once you can help your client step outside of the matrix, it's so much easier for him or her to explore what's going on. Because otherwise he's, in, you know, right now, and I always, like I repeat that a lot, he was doing his problem.
Yeah.
So he was focused on what he was doing with other people. You know, with his son and the kitchen with his wife, and so those are actually really great details that you can follow. Okay, so you have that, and you also have the book. Like, so tell me how that external reference and prioritizing works. What is it that you see? What is it that you hear? What is it that you say to yourself about that? You know, what, like, how does that prioritizing work? So you had a few great examples.
Examples?
So he has an example of working with his son and also working with his wife.
Yeah.
Those, and those take priority.
Yeah.
How do they take priority? What happens inside of Pascal's mind,
mm-hmm.
visually and in terms of meanings,
mm-hmm.
that make that more important and that kind of make that, the priority. So, that's what you can also get, like that kind of information through first doing a confrontation.
Yes.
So that would take your skill of supporting to the next level.
Yeah. Okay. So what I think is happening a little bit in me is that because of the language, I'm a little bit insecure. Did I understand it right? And I'm afraid to be and polite if I confront on things I misunderstood.
Yeah.
So I might just have to take the chance.
Well, and here again, if you had pre-framed that, I might be confronting you at certain situations, and that's for your benefit, and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't get it right, that's okay too, and you can just tell me.
Yes, that's a great frame. Yes, of course.
Because then you still get to do that, and your client has the opportunity to just say, no, that's not it.
Yeah, of course. Great.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so in terms of listening, I counted that you asked clarity over at a level 2.5 about three things. You asked about idea, and you asked about process ritual, and you asked, is that the same thing? And you also asked about jumping up. That jumping up, that was more getting sidetracked.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like, well, you know, what does he mean with prioritizing? What does he specifically mean with external reference?
Yeah.
What does he mean specifically with just me? And he said, yeah, I want to do it faster, and it has slowed down. So what specifically does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of that, those were also things. If the faster and slowing down, that was something not heard.
Yeah.
I would have loved more detail. So that's what I mentioned with grabbing hold of the example and saying, okay, tell me, how does that specifically work? And you tried that, but you didn't grab hold of an example or of a specific situation. So then...
No.
It's still going to be up in the air. It's not going to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Still grounding and getting more detail. That's going to help you get not getting caught up in following your client's words as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So trying to find a context to ground it and find a strategy, and at the same time I overhear when he's presenting it for me.
Yeah. So if he talks about prioritizing something, that you know, there's at least two things and he chooses one over the other.
Yeah.
So what are those two things? What is the structure? If you ask that question, what specifically do you mean with prioritizing? That's when you can start getting into the details.
Yeah.
What do you mean with external reference? So when you get higher up the layers, then continue to ask clarity checks of words around those, and then either ask for a specific situation where he prioritizes something else.
Yeah.
And then I'm with prioritizing, then you also get to know, like, is it everyone? Is it is he prioritizing work with anyone, or is it just specific types of people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting more details on that.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to focus on clarity checks of words as you get higher up the layers.
Mm-hmm.
At a level 3, I counted one silence where you asked a question and Pascal didn't really know the answer right away, so you held the silence there.
Yes.
I would suggest doing more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus really is around the clarity checks of words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the next part is the questioning. And,
yeah.
I counted 11 at least exploration questions. So there's uh-huh. a lot of exploring that you do.
Yeah, maybe too much.
Which, opens it up. Well, I don't think it is too much. If you were to do more testing questions and grabbing hold of prioritizing, then you can ask more exploration questions around that.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. Then it is focused, and so then you're going to be doing more probing.
Yeah.
You get to have more in-depth exploration.
Yes.
And so as you're exploring, you're still getting closer and closer to that what. So more testing questions,
mm-hmm.
More checking questions. And then you asked the what and the why and what's stopping you. So you asked about interferences. I would have liked to have known more about the where, when, and with whom and the sensory description, but that relates to the clarity checks as well.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing as well, and it's not explicit, explicit in the feedback form, but ask him what is the state that he's after and what is the state that he's in right now.
Yeah.
So right now, so he enjoys things with time with other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Writing when it's just him, what state is he in?
Mm.
What state would he like to be in instead?
Yes.
That is already going to make so much of a difference.
Yeah.
And we don't make that as explicit, but that's what it's about.
Yeah.
So with regards to this book, writing these 378 words, what state are you in right now when you think of that? That's part of grounding it. Getting to the state is ground. Everything is grounded in state. It's the, what what Michael calls it's the grounding matrix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yes, of course.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so focusing on those details and your testing questions and then looping that back to the what question.
Yes. Yeah, this is a great learning, actually.
Yeah.
As usual.
So let's get to Brigitta for meta questioning and induction of states. Brigitta? You might have to unmute yourself. Hello?
Hello. This is Brigitta.
Great. Go ahead, Brigitta. Okay, so we lost you again, I think. Brigitta? So we are unable to hear you, Brigitta. I can share from what I've heard, Kristen.
Yes, great.
Of meta questions. I counted 3 meta questions.
Yeah.
You asked, why is that important? What do you believe about the research? And what do you believe about that?
Okay, so, only 3.
3 meta questions. And that's also, I would ask a lot more meta questions right from the beginning. That's going to be so much easier too, though, when you ground it. So prioritizing, tell me about what do you believe about working with others that makes it so enjoyable?
Yeah.
And what do you believe about it just being you that puts you into what state? If you know the state, then you can also figure out what do you believe about when it's just you that puts you into that state.
Yes. Of course.
With a couple of those questions, you learn, you know, you learn about, you know, enjoying with other people. There's obviously a lot of meaning there. So what is the meaning that makes it enjoyable?
Yeah.
Because if you know that, then you know what's important, then you can, you know, then you can ask also about, like, so this book is important to you, right? Why is that important to you? Like, imagine having finished that book, what is that going to give you?
Yeah.
And then you can also, so, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that, I'm pretty sure. I'm thinking that Pascal is going to want others to read the book eventually. So how does that, you know, just making him aware that, is he doing that completely in a vacuum? Is it just for him? What is the difference there between others, the external reference, and, you know, the prioritizing, so getting information there as well. So there's lots of meta questions to ask.
Yes. Yes.
And then as it relates, as we then go to induction of state, one thing I would focus on for you, because right now I don't know the outcome state.
No.
I know that he wants to manage his commitment and write 370 words per day. But I don't know the state that he needs to be in order to write those 378 words per day. About what he needs to have that state. So what is that grounded in, as well as the present state. So most of it was just exploring.
Yeah.
And that also relates to your voice. So your voice is, it's almost like rather than getting into the state, it's about the state. It's about, so it's, there's some distance to the, and that's because your voice is more monotone.
Yeah, I can relate to what you're saying. And I think that has also connected to me being in so much information, trying to sort it out and trying to explore. So
And when you get so much information, bringing your body into the mix is really, like, it's gonna help a lot. And what I mean by that is that if you can, if it's your goal to replicate what Pascal is feeling, seeing, hearing, then the questions are going to be, you know, they are going to come out naturally, because that's what you want to be able to do. In terms of, like, external reference and prioritizing what others, you know, work with others, what do I need to see? What do I need to say to myself? And in what way? What do I need to feel about the both of them?
Yeah.
So if you get to that place where you actually can feel it in your body, and that's a goal that you have, then that's going to be a lot more different.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Okay.
What
are you going to take away from this conversation? What are the two things that you're going to do differently in your next conversation?
Remembering the state, to focus on the state, and also to clarification, more clarification.
Okay. Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, and to clarify at once and not keep saving and clarify when thing comes. And then
okay.
see what and go with that. Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Femke.
So Pascal, what was the best thing that you got out of the conversation?
The best thing was things I knew about myself but didn't realize they were applicable to what I was doing. My writing.
Okay. Okay.
How's that sound? And to think more about, you talked about the people who are going to read the book. And so there's an audience there. There's an external reference, which is people or a schedule or something outside
mm-hmm.
of myself. Then also the state. I was been thinking about working on creating writing states, the genius states, the focus states.
Right.
So I was also thinking about the whole process and this just of setting up, this is what I'm going to write. This is the time I sit there, whatever the process is, but what are the states that go along with this? I was thinking about, applying what I'm doing to myself. And this sort of helps. So it helps to talk about it. So.
Good. Very good. Okay, well, any feedback that you have for Kristen?
I noticed, I thought her questions did bring out some of the issues I was having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's very positive. I was trying to talk slowly. I was really trying to talk slowly. I thought that following up on my strategy was good. I was having problems thinking of it when she was talking about it, but she was coming down to some of the issues. So I thought that was pretty good.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Pascal. Anyone else have any questions before we wrap up the call? Okay, so did I hear someone open their mic? Nope. So if there's no more questions, then this wraps up the call for today. We will be meeting for the last time this year, next 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So if you have any questions in the meantime, just let me know. I'm going to be posting this call recording online, and we'll meet again 2 weeks from now. Have a great day or evening, depending on where you are in the world, and keep in touch in the meantime. All right. Bye, everyone.